Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Good morning to everybody. It's great to be back. Took a colonoscopy day yesterday. Woody, the actual procedure is not bad. It's not the first time I've had it. It's the day before. You can't eat. And then on top of that, you start taking that stuff to empty your stomach. Oh, Lord. That's a rough, including, I mean, late night, early morning, and you are rocking and rolling. And get it done. Get it done, man. If you haven't had it done, man, take care of it. It is a silent killer, is a message from yours truly this morning as a veteran of now officially three of them. All right. Hey, we've got all kinds of good stuff going. Got a lot of local stories. Hey, by the way, top college football game this week, Fernando Mendoza at Oregon, Indiana and Oregon. It was interesting, Woody. I saw yesterday a lot of people think those are the top two quarterbacks, Dante Moore and Fernando Mendoza. Did you hear what I heard yesterday, too, on ESPN? A lot of people think Fernando Mendoza is the best quarterback in the upcoming draft. Now, I don't know. A lot of football to be played and everything else. But Columbus High School, Dr. Mendoza down here, man, congratulations. What a great start. Sad to see you leave Cal, but I understand. I do understand. And get a chance to play. So we'll all get together and sit back and watch that game tomorrow to just see what it looks like. Indiana 5-0 going to Oregon, who a lot of people think has one of the three or four best teams in college football right now. The other story, oh, my God, I know everybody's talking about it because it just got talked out yesterday. It is one of the strangest stories. I keep trying to get a picture of Don Shula being told he couldn't coach in the NFL anymore, and he wasn't done in his 70s, because I believe it was, I think he was done. I don't know what the age coach was when he finally finished, but going, you know, I'm not done. I'm going to take a job in college. If none of you guys want me, I'm going to friggin' college. And then all of a sudden, marrying a girl 50 years younger and seeing Coach Shula on the sand spinning his girl in their bathing suits. Oh, God. This Belichick stuff. So by the way, just tell me this doesn't sound like Urban Meyer. Belichick has a bye week before they play Cal at Berkeley next week. So he took a few days off with his girl, took a vacation. I don't know. Maybe I've been around Mario Cristobal too much. I can tell you what Mario Cristobal did on a bye week, because he just came off one and had another one. I can tell you Mario Cristobal did not grab the wife and head down to Key West for 3 days to do a little drinking. And he didn't go over to Naples to stay in a suite and hang out with his wife and chase her around. I know Mario Cristobal is already worried about making sure the team's together, making sure the recruiting classes for the junior and senior classes are staying strong, making visits. He was not chasing some 24-year-old girl around. I know that about Mario Cristobal. I've never heard of that. Remember Urban? I had never heard about that. Thursday night football, Urban goes, hey, you guys got a few days off. Take care. Have a good trip. And he doesn't jump back on the plane with his team?
Well, he had a young lady involved, too, it looks
he
like.
Did. He did. Yeah. Remember that?
He was grabbing ass at a bar, right?
By the way, and you just get busted. They got that close-up of his hand on her ass. And the wife, I don't know how, I can't speak for all of you out there. I can only speak for the marriage I'm in right now, relationship I'm in.
She's been good to him, though, that wife.
She's covered for him.
She covered up the stuff with him at Ohio State. Yeah,
she covered up and blatantly lied for him. No, hey,
a lot of people got their lives ruined by that. That was pretty good.
But I got to tell you, man.
No, he's got quite a track record, Herb.
But
this story is fantastic.
And by the way, Michael Lombardi, shame on you, too, man. You just look like a dodo bird.
Digging up his old tweets. I guess in like 2023, he ripped Mario, and they were just digging up his old stuff, man.
Yeah.
What a loser.
So now that Michael's back in the game, hey, I wouldn't be talking about anybody when you come back out because you won't be in the game very long. And by the way, this is starting to look like a one and done. I don't think he'd quit.
He might not even make it through the year from what they were saying. They said they were trying to figure out a buyout, and then they come out, no, I'm fully committed.
I'd like to hear something a little stronger by Bill saying, no, I'm here. Because look it, man, they got a good recruiting class that they've got. They're only verbal commitments, but they got a good little recruiting class. I think it's right at 20 right now.
They got a lot of money they're pumping into that thing.
But I gotta tell you, man, there's a lot of people, or they don't have to do much, but this negative recruiting against your guys is easy. When the guys are recruiting you and your coach, you're hearing all this, is chasing this young girl around. So
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're on a beat somewhere, and these other coaches are calling your guys every day saying, man, we want you. And you got Michael Lombardi sitting there. What's he going to do? The general manager. By the way, Lombardi's got his kid on the coaching staff. Belichick's got his two kids. We don't need our dads. We're good. We're good. We know what's going on here.
It's such a weird situation. It is. Though, man. It really is.
Weird.
Like,
weird one.
So Belichick, it just seems,
you know, the
like,
players hear this every day. They're hearing this, all this drama stuff.
I don't know why anybody would want to play there, play for him.
I get it. But that whole Bill Belichick, one of the winningest coaches, and if you believe he's the greatest NFL coach of all time, okay. It's a bad look, though, because it's not doing anything for these 17, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. That either got to make a decision on what they're doing. And by the way, 1 year free agent, if you're a good player and you're playing at North Carolina, you happen to be one of the few good players. They're so poorly coached right now. Those highlights in that Clemson game, guys being that open all over the place. It's like, hey, Bill, maybe you ought to spend a little bit more time. One thing you used to be able to do is figure things out defensively, and it doesn't look like you're doing a very good job. Not at all.
Just probably thought that this would go much differently, right? It'd be a whole heck of a lot easier to go in there, bring your NFL coaches with you, throw some money at this thing. You have one good year.
I don't think the pros will
come calling, right?
I don't think he went all in on this thing when he
I'm guessing he thought it was going to be really easy. Right?
I think he
surround yourself with some decent people.
There's no way money at it. No way somebody's going to sell me as hard as he worked at it with the Patriots, especially when they're on a roll. And Tom Brady, who lives here in town, and Gronk, who lives here in town with no more than I do. There's no way they believe, as hard as he used to ride those guys, he's putting that kind of effort into this North Carolina job. I get it too, man. New England Patriots, top of the world, 20 years, dominating like we've never seen. And now you go to North Carolina.
I don't think he wants to coach in college. What's the coach in the pros, right? And that's obviously the goal, but
I don't think this seems to be turning out
a lot more difficult than he thought it was going to be, man.
Yes.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.